The word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Jesus the Christ, make yourself known to us as we walk together in justice and in love. Let the words of my mouth and meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, thou who hast been our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Sunday evening, and again early this morning, I was invited to go walking here in Akron. Sunday evening, it was by a friend, and I hesitated to say yes. And then the voices of my medical doctor and my cabinet and my own voice came back to haunt me. Keep walking. Keep walking. It's good for your spirit, for your body, and for your soul. And again today, early this morning, I joined friends who were walking in downtown Akron. I call it a prayer walk. We reflected and prayed in our conversation for the South Central jurisdiction and for a friend of mine, Bishop Earl Bledsoe. We prayed for this jurisdictional gathering of United Methodists as we made conversation about all that would take place here. I'm glad to be here. This is the day that the Lord has made. As we embrace the theme of moving forward with Christ where the rubber meets the road, I am unapologetically Christian and unashamedly United Methodist. I have no jokes to tell, no t-shirts that say I survived General Conference 2012. While there are many of us who are not pleased with all that transpired or did not get accomplished at General Conference, I can think of at least 100 reasons to be thankful to God right now. I can think of at least 100 reasons to be thankful to God for you, for life, for the opportunity of this church to be a means of grace, an incarnational expression of the love of Jesus Christ to a hurting world. A few weeks ago, it seems like yesterday, I was preaching at the Iowa Annual Conference, reflecting on General Conference. And these are the words that I shared. We cannot vote our way up to our kingdom potential. Gay or straight, wealthy or poor, young or old, lay or clergy, we can give ourselves away so Christ can use us, bruised or broken, confident or conflicted. Give ourselves away to love enough to lift someone who is down, to pray enough to keep moving forward, pressing our church to face the world outside our doors. But friends, sometimes we get stuck and we forget to keep walking.
That's not good. need this. I'm already late.
Somebody will come. Anybody out there?
Do you have a phone?
No. Sorry. Somebody! Hello! There are two people stuck on an escalator and we need help. Now, would somebody please do something?
Help! Help! Help!
I don't believe this. You gotta be kidding me.
I'm gonna cry.
Well, there's nothing else left to do, is it?
Hello? Hey, don't worry about it. I'll fix it in a second.
He said he could fix it. All right. All right. That's more like it. He says he can fix it.
Not much will happen if we stop walking. Not much will happen if we stop moving, stop praying, stop talking, stop listening, stop dreaming, stop risking, and forget to walk together. We receive the reading and the living out of the walk to Emmaus, a familiar text. Emmaus. 7 miles or maybe more from Jerusalem. The setting of the scripture passage is a discussion about the events of the passion narrative. From the Common English Bible, it reads this way: two disciples were talking to each other about everything that had happened, and Jesus joins them on the journey. Lutheran New Testament scholar Artlin Hultgren says, this is a story of movement. They're walking. This is a story of movement. At least 9 verbs describing movement. The two are going or traveling. Jesus came near and went with them. They came near to Emmaus. Jesus went with them to stay with them. He vanished from their sight. They got up and returned to Jerusalem. The movements, the walking is not meaningless movement. They point to community and to communion. They point to resolve and to revelation. Our hearts were on fire as he spoke to us along the road. Recognizing the presence of the risen Lord on the journey as he blesses bread and shares it with them. This is a Holy Spirit moment, the walk to Emmaus. Martin Luther wrote that we cannot believe by our own reason or strength, but only by the power of the Holy Spirit does one come to believe. Amen? You may find it strange, bizarre maybe, that I get excited from time to time when I read what our book of discipline says. Let me remind you, paragraph 125 of the 2008 book of discipline, which speaks of the heart of Christian ministry. Let you be reminded as we gather as a jurisdictional conference. The heart of Christian ministry is Christ's ministry of outreaching love. Christian ministry is the expression of the mind and mission of Christ by a community of Christians that demonstrates a common life of gratitude and devotion, witness and service, celebration and discipleship. All Christians. All Christians are called through their baptism to this ministry. So I have 2 questions for you as we begin our few days together. How is it with your soul on the journey? And I would implore you to ask your neighbor over the course of these several days, and if you're leaving today, ask someone today, how is it with your soul? Where is your passion being pursued? We have been called to a common life of gratitude, devotion, witness, and service, and we've been called to walk that journey together. My wife can hardly watch that video we just saw because of the absurdity of it. But it's a metaphor sometimes for the way we function as a church. The absurdity of some of our self-imposed limitations. Self-imposed limitations. We often find ourselves stuck. Not for lack of giftedness. Not for lack of resources. Not for lack of opportunity. But an unwillingness to move with enthusiasm. In the words of Lucille O'Neal, the mother of Shaquille O'Neal, walk like you have somewhere to go. Those of you who like to say amen, I'm not going to be much longer, so you may want to jump on the train. Walk together with Jesus, who walks with us. Walk together in love and justice and mercy. Allow the Holy Spirit, listen to me, conference, let us allow the Holy Spirit to guide us in consensus and celebrate when we make the right decisions. Let me tell you a story about Thurman United Methodist Church in Southwest Iowa. On an April day this year, a tornado swept through Thurman, Iowa. It's a town of 200. And we praise God today that no lives were lost. But I want to tell you about a right decision that the church can make sometime. A few weeks before that April day when the tornado came through and devastated the school and devastated the farmland and devastated most of the houses in Thurman, just a few weeks before the tornado hit, Thurman United Methodist Church had a church council meeting to decide if they would continue a long-time tradition of always keeping the church unlocked. Let me say that again. They had a meeting to decide if they would maintain a long-time tradition of always leaving the church unlocked, the only church in town, and they believed that if they were to be a church of vitality, they would have to leave the church. And I believe there had been a rash of break-ins, and they met as a church council to decide if they were going to be a vital community church. And they decided that Thurman had always kept its doors open and could only be a vital as a community church if anyone in the community at any time could come in. The day the tornado hit, there was a family that had fled their trailer and was looking for some solid building, some place to find refuge. With only a few seconds to get to safety, they went to the Thurman United Methodist Church and found that the doors were open and unlocked. Made their way to the basement of the church and found a room. I've been there, and there are brick walls, and they found themselves in a closet. And even as the tornado was pulling up the shutter doors from the closet that they were in, their lives were spared. I wish Pastor Jay Johnson was here, but Ed Cowell and Brian Milford are here. They can tell you about this story and about this community. We believe today that because the church was open, Scott and Mary Kesterson and their three little children, Kelly and Kyle and Emily, are alive today because the United Methodist Church was open. Now, some people decided not to come to this meeting. Surprise, surprise. They opted out of the North Central Jurisdictional Conference meeting. Without the election of a bishop, the promise of intrigue and drama decreased. And the questions of why increased. However, as we gather in Akron, Ohio, right now, this very moment in history, children are still dying of malaria. Yeah. Yeah. And before we leave, thousands will have died. Yes, as we gather in Akron, Ohio right now, the challenge to focus on vital congregations is more urgent than it's ever been before. Yeah. While here in Akron, we have ministries to support with a jurisdictional budget. We have a new Episcopal area to affirm and to encourage. We have a bishop who has been faithful, who will retire to celebrate. We have nominations to confirm. While we are here, we can decide at the North Central Jurisdiction by Holy Ghost consensus to lead the charge to help end malaria. The North Central Jurisdiction is leading the whole denomination, and we're not in competition. We just want to be in God's will as we bring an end to malaria. Now, we're doing many good things, but what are those things as a jurisdiction? As we walk together on the road to Emmaus together, that we can do even better. We can decide to maximize the movement and walk together in response to disasters and to learn from each other as we focus on new places for new people. And as one of my pastors from Cedar Rapids, Iowa says, forgotten places and forgotten people. Eboo Patel, and his book says, ideas become reality when the right people commit to them. And the only thing you need to be happy and to find joy is to find something to be enthusiastic about. The only thing you need to find happiness and joy is to find something to be enthusiastic about. So let's keep walking together. Not away from the hard places. Let's keep walking together, not away from those who are on the margins. Let's keep walking together, not away from the reality that we don't always agree with each other on everything in the church or in the discipline, and we ought not be ashamed to say that that is so. Let us keep walking together in the awesome presence of God as Christ walks with us. When I was in Nigeria 2 years ago, I asked the pastors to tell me why the church was still growing. And here's what some of the pastors said to me. They said, we keep going where the people are and where the water and the word is needed. Let me say that again. Why is the church growing in Africa when they don't have a jurisdictional budget to approve and they don't have endowments and foundations? And they said, we keep going where the people are, where the water is needed, and where the word needs to be preached. You are touching lives today in the United States and across this jurisdiction. All around the world, marvelous ministries are being impacted by the ministries of your local congregations. One of the things that one of the African pastors said to me, in America, you complain too much. I'm a witness. When it's too hot, hello, when it's too hot, we complain. When it's too cold, we complain. When a worship is too long, we cut it short. If it's too loud, we hush it up. If it's too unusual, we want to straighten it out. With some exceptions, only a few exceptions, too often, we are more like the church spoken about in Revelations, the 3rd chapter. Laodicea. Lukewarm. Not too hot. Not too cold. Lukewarm. We have so institutionalized lukewarmness in the United Methodist Church that we think lukewarm is normal. But what is the testimony of the Emmaus Road? The testimony of the Emmaus Road is that our hearts were on fire when Jesus spoke to us along the road. Not lukewarm. Our hearts were on fire when Jesus revealed himself to us along the road. My Nigerian colleagues said it in many ways. But this is one thing that they've said, and I continue to believe myself. They said, when we proclaim the name of Jesus, we expect something to happen. Preachers, you can get quitting off your mind. Just preach the name of Jesus and expect something to happen. The Lord is risen, so we are moving forward with Christ. And when we are willing to walk together, when we are willing to walk together as sister and brother, as clergy and lay, when we are willing to walk together, we don't wait till Easter to declare that Jesus is risen. We don't wait till Christmas to sing and bring joy to the world. We don't wait till Pentecost to proclaim the presence of the Holy Spirit, the power of prayer, or preaching good news to the poor. Let's keep walking together. Let's keep walking together, remembering that the heart of our ministry is Christ's ministry of outreaching love. May it be so. May it be so. In the words of the Negro spiritual, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the promised land.